B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you all loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello, everybody.
Lord,
recording live from somewhere.
Lord,
be listening this morning for your chance to score a pair of tickets for Game 2. You'll be listening for David Pastrnak singing 311 as the Boston Bruins take on the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night at TD Garden. That puck drops at 8 o'clock. Select tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. And according to my Ace Ticket read, there are some that are very reasonably priced. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, mine's not quite as funny as doing karate and falling in the shower. I think it's more on Fred's level of depressing and sad. started with the hair of the dog methods, and then every morning, Red Solo cup, ice, whiskey, ginger, shower.
Okay, so when you make...
on the way to work, fill it up again, go to work.
Okay, so if you make two whiskey and gingers before work, like, and then you just stop drinking... because like if I listen, I'm not drinking at 5 a.m. I haven't drank on the air since we did afternoons here, but
and we should be applauded for that.
Yeah, we should be. We've taken the pedal off, the foot off the pedal, but isn't it difficult, like, once you get started, just to stop?
No, because, I mean, home pours are triple pours, basically. So
okay. So it takes you through.
That last 3 to 4 hours, lunchtime hits, a couple more, and then you go back to work.
Okay.
That's a long time ago. I'm past that in my life, by the way.
Okay. Well, that's good, because that sounds not good for you.
Healthy.
No, it's very unhealthy. Very
how was it working the forklift?
Pasta Joe is my dietitian.
There you go. Yeah. I would suggest not drinking before work. But a Friday, if you want to go out to lunch. I had a guy tell me yesterday that he met these girls out for lunch at 10 in the morning, and they were crushing lobsters.
Oh, my God. All right. I just know that shower beers are great because I'm usually in a place. Like, it's not only that it's something about the water hitting you and drinking, but it also means I'm usually in a place where I'm going to be able to enjoy myself. Like, I would never do it before work. It's usually when I'm on vacation.
Or do it before work.
Of course.
Come on. No, you're not doing that before work. That's a whole situation. Woofy, woofy. If you do that, then you got to really, really start thinking about things. You don't want to go down that path. That tunnel is got it. There's a point where you got to stop cold turkey. Demo, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just have a funny story and a point about the Bruins. You talk about drinking stories. This didn't happen to me, but it happened to a buddy of mine, and I won't reveal his name, but back in 05, he literally didn't start drinking until he was about 24. We went down to the King's Inn, and he started pre-gaming at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the strip club down at Dartmouth. And he was getting a lap dance, and about, I don't know, 5, 10 seconds of the lap dance, he puked all over the stripper. And I just thought that was freaking hilarious in the little private room back there.
Well, I can tell you what, is that I did the same at my bachelor party. Do you recall that, Rich?
That you threw up on them?
Yep.
I thought it was crashed it.
No,
did.
I did.
Was, okay, because I know someone, boy, it's funny how long it's been.
Yeah, because...
Oh, and you warned them. Like, I don't want to drink anymore.
Yes.
I don't want to drink anymore. And they poured it down your throat.
There was a warm bottle of Jack Daniels.
That's right. I remember that.
And the girl said, I'm going to want you to do it between my breasts. And I said, you really don't want me to do this.
Oh, I forgot that.
And then she was like, oh, you're a wimp, da-da-da-da-da. And then I threw up on her, and they were fine. And she went and took a shower and came back out. And then we gave her $1 trillion. We just all so drunk and dumb. It's like 20 of us, and everyone had to put in like $100. By the way, my wife drinks in the shower, apparently.
I did not
know that.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
It's not the worst thing.
Let's go to Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, so UMass. You got to love watching that game after getting the bad taste of the Bruins out of your mouth. So, about the shower beers, I mean...
Did you go to UMass? Did you go to UMass? Okay, so
I did
because I'm wondering if because it's who are they playing?
They're playing Minnesota Duluth in the championship game.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if anyone that has no association with UMass is remotely interested in that. Minnesota Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with college hockey is because it's like University of Alaska.
Yep. Nebraska. Nebraska Omaha had a team for a while.
University of Colorado.
Yeah.
Not Colorado,
Denver University.
Denver University.
Danton Heinen's former school.
Is that tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay.
In scenic Buffalo, New York.
I mean, yeah, if you're having your big event in Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
chances are that
it's yeah, it's been in Cincinnati. It's been in Buffalo. Yeah.
All right. Dan, yeah.
Just real quick, Beetle said yesterday at the end of the show that if UMass won last night, he was going to Buffalo this weekend.
Oh, nice.
In person to watch the national championship.
Well, I hope he's ready to lay out $5,000 for those tickets.
Ooh.
The Frozen Four is red hot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of many things I care less about than college hockey. And I've been to college hockey games,
mm-hmm.
and then I immediately wish I was not there, even though Boston University sells beer at their games. But wished I was not there.
Right. I remember that was when Jacob Forsbacka-Carlson was there. Forsbacka-Carlson had like a hat trick, and then yes. It was all JFK fever around. Oh, he's going to come in and make a big impact on the Bruins. And I remember your takeaway from that was I didn't even know he was playing.
Nope. No, because no everyone idea. That was any good was.
He had a monster game that night, too, if
yeah,
I remember right.
They played Union or whatever the hell the school is.
Yeah. Right?
And then there was no one, all the good players from BU were gone and playing on the national teams.
Mm-hmm.
So for Becca Carlson scored like 85 goals in
yep,
that game, and
he
then
did
because he was playing.
I just remember
nobody.
Your takeaway was I don't know, I wasn't paying attention.
Nope, not paying any attention. Walking around, looking at the things on the walls.
Yeah,
there was about 5 people at the game.
Sure,
it was a whole situation. It was almost the excitement of a BC basketball game.
I wouldn't go that far.
They wouldn't go that far.
No.
The best thing about BC basketball is that there's a game that's free.
And
that they just have free tickets, and you just go.
John, don't talk trash on him. I know you want that gig.
I didn't say that
out loud.
You
want Demeter Perel? When you turn on the AM channel, and you're like, oh, Jesus, BC basketball's on.
Yeah, BC basketball.
You know, I like BC baseball.
Duke comes in occasionally. North yep. Carolina comes in.
Yep.
Virginia comes in. Mm-hmm. National champions.
That's right.
They come to Conte Forum.
Sick of driving to Bryant. Oh, my God. When are they moving on?
What can
I do to expedite the process?
Hey, Bryant had double-digit wins this season.
The signal on... it's probably about the same. The signal for the BC games is probably about the same signal that you got there.
Bryant. Oddly enough, I think you're pretty much dead on. It's about the same.
Yep.
Yep.
Just frustrate. Ah, Jesus. I just wanted to hear something. And then that's on. A. Sherrod Blakely is going to join us as he covers the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. We will demur to him, if that's the correct term, which I don't think it is. But
defer.
Demur?
No, I don't think that that's what I wanted to say either. Regardless, we will talk to A. Sherrod Blakely.
I need to figure out what word you're trying to say.
It was defer. It's got to be defer.
Fred says it's not.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'll have to think.
I know it's not demure.
I'm trying to think of more Hyman jokes. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Touch
you can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks. Saw him yesterday and didn't know the extent of the injury. And then, you know, obviously saw the news and just talked to him like 5 seconds ago. And so he's a huge part of our success and so many little things that he does for us, both on both ends of the court. Obviously, defensively, he's one of our best defenders, but it's unfortunate. So we're going to have to all step up.
985 The Sports Hub. My, we're Touch and Rich. Apparently, my children go on Twitch, where you can see us at Twitch on the Twitch app or Twitch.
It's twitch.tv and just search the Sports Hub. Is your dad still on there, Nick? Does he go on there? Yep. All right. Mark Jamelli. That's where he is.
So, Nick, you monitor what's going on in there, right? On the chat room? Okay. Because my kids go on there, and it's my wife just called me freaking out that the kids are on there. I'm like, as long as they don't give out our phone number, like, what's going to happen?
They're chatting?
Oh, yeah. They're on there chatting with the listeners. Nick's monitoring it all. What could go wrong? A'Sherrod Blakely obviously is living a life that only we can dream of because NBC Sports Boston requested that we have him on today. And I
like A'Sherrod Blakely.
I didn't say I didn't.
Right.
But I said, oh, yeah, okay. Dan asked me and I said, yeah, it'd be a nice break from the Bruins and we can talk a little about the upcoming Celtics. There's a lot of Celtic fans out there. And we've called him three times, and A'Sherrod Blakely not answering the phone at 8:20 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And he's an adult. Oh. And this is not the first time that A'Sherrod Blakely has not answered the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, a little bit of a track record. Not the best thing. But.
No, it's and I find it odd that someone would ask if their talent could come on, and then the talent does not answer the phone.
Did you hear the crap that Danny Ainge was getting for the Celtics' decision to put Marcus Smart back in the game the other day? So he was at the press conference yesterday, and he was being asked about, you know, what's happening with Marcus Smart. Because remember, he told us when he was on the show with us on Thursday that he thought Marcus Smart was going to be fine, called him day-to-day.
Right.
And then later on that afternoon, it was like, nope, he's going to be out for at least a month. And so there was a question as to, was it irresponsible for the Celtics to put Marcus in after, remember, he originally fell down on the ground underneath the basket, got up, and then like left the court, and then they put him back in. And then I think it was like two plays later, he just, without being touched, crumpled to the ground. And that's when he had to leave the game. So to that I say, according to Danny Ainge, we talked to him about that on our show as well, and he was like, Marcus wanted to go back in. And at that point, we don't really know what's going on, but Marcus tells us he's good to go.
He ran up and down the floor once.
Yeah.
Just before, during the timeout, and looked okay. But, I mean, it's always... See,
and how did that aggravate the injury? I mean, if he got the injury making contact with someone and then he said he could play, if I recall, there was no contact after that, correct?
I didn't see anything before the play where he actually fell. Like, I wasn't watching Marcus Smart. I think there was play in between it.
Yeah, I've seen highlights. He hit his hip. He got hip-checked.
I saw the actual game, but there was, I believe, one play between when he came back and the play where he went down the court and just crumpled. So, did he get hit? Did he get knocked around? I don't think he did. But you're right. As he's running down the court, he seems fine. Then all of a sudden, he just stops and falls and starts writhing in pain.
Right.
So Marcus Smart being out, it sucks because he's a guy that will make you pull your hair out while you're watching him play during the first three quarters of the game. But at the end of the game, he'll do some ridiculously over-the-top, amazing defensive play that will end up winning the game for him. However, this is why I'm not that worried. Who's getting his minutes? Who's somebody that will get a chunk of his minutes?
Well, Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward are the two.
Who's one of the hottest players on the team right now?
Well, Hayward.
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
So Gordon Hayward's going to be getting more
hairdo
minutes. Listen, he went through the rock and roll car wash. Right. Have you seen his pictures before, like the cool guy car wash? Have you seen what he looked like when he obviously was in college?
Yes.
Yeah. Just Google a picture of him now, and it's shocking because most people forget that dude was like pimple-faced. I mean, he had like the Mark Davis.
It was close.
But the haircut was close. And listen, now, of course...
If you go to Utah, I mean, you got to keep up with the Joneses.
Well, sure. I mean, it's like, you know, Paris and Milan.
They have
all the fashion shows there.
That's right.
But now, if he's the guy getting those minutes, that can only be a good thing. And I know that, obviously, he's not defensively what Marcus Smart is. But isn't this kind of the way we all imagined it at the beginning of the whole era when you had Kyrie Irving?
If Hayward starts, then yes. This is the way it was at the beginning of the season.
But you don't want him to start.
No. I prefer to have him come off the bench. He's been perfect there. He gives you the jolt that you need. And you look at every great Celtic team. They had that one guy who came in off the bench and injected some offense. I think it's better. My personal view is I think it's better if Jaylen Brown starts.
So who's your starting five?
It's the same five you had before. You just take out Smart and you insert Brown.
Okay.
And you still have Hayward off the bench.
All right. Well, the one good thing about Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward as well is that they're two guys that over the last like month or so have said, I'm drawing the foul. Like, I'm getting in the paint. I don't care. How frustrated were we during that streak where they were just sucking and losing to bad teams? It was mid-range jumper after mid-range jumper. And then all of a sudden, Gordon Hayward comes in. And if you look, a lot of his points are in the paint. And Jaylen Brown, somebody told him, dude, get in there, be aggressive. And he's become that guy as well.
Yeah, and the other part about it is just specifically talking about the first-round matchup with Indiana. Without Victor Oladipo, I think their best perimeter player and the guy who's leading them in scoring since Oladipo went down is Bojan Bogdanović. And if you put Jaylen Brown on him, he's a little bit bigger than Marcus. He's a little longer. Bogdanović is a very good three-point shooter. You put Brown on him, again, a lot of switching goes on along the perimeter. But if you put Brown on him for the majority of the time, you might be able to bother him a little bit more than if it's Marcus out there.
This one just feels different. Like this run that they've gone on at the end of the season, it just feels different than all the other ones. And we mentioned because of Gordon Hayward, also because now that Aaron Baines is in the starting lineup, they're better defensively. It just feels like everything is falling into place like the way Kyrie Irving said it would, which maybe you take his word for it. And I know Kyrie, people hate him, as sometimes he drives me crazy. But the one thing you can say about him
once he scores 40 in a playoff game,
that dude was built for the playoffs.
Well, I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what they got him for. We were robbed of this last year. I think people forget about that because the Celtics went a long way without him. But once Kyrie Irving gets started and it's the playoffs, and we keep going back to this, every time we bring the Celtics up in the last month, I'll keep going back to Kyrie Irving saying, I won't let it happen. I won't let us fall down on the job in the playoffs. This series, this part of the year is what he's been pointing towards now for the better part of 2 months when the Celtics were up and down. So, I mean, this is prove it time. I expect it to be huge in this playoff series. Now, not having Marcus, I don't think that's going to bother the Celtics all that much in this series, but it will bother them in the next series. Not Marcus Smart, I think, is needed against a team like Milwaukee, who apparently is banking on getting Brogdon back as well for a second-round playoff series against whomever. So I think Marcus will be missed dearly against Milwaukee.
So why not start Gordon Hayward? Like, I like
his scoring off the bench. I like you bring him in, and maybe the Celtics are sagging a little bit. Maybe offensively they're not executing as well as they need to. And you bring in Hayward, who's been on fire the last 6 weeks, and that changes the momentum, changes the flow of things. I like a guy who can come in off the bench and do that.
Think about how much
that one, by the way, was the problem. I'm sorry to interrupt. That was the problem with Smart coming in off the bench. He's not an electric scorer. He was the first guy in, but he's not that injection of offense that you might necessarily need. He's great defensively, but that's what the Celtics were missing in the early part of the season, a bench scorer. And because Jaylen Brown was struggling on the offensive end too, I think if you keep Hayward on the bench and you make him your sixth man, that helps.
This is kind of interesting, Fred, because I mean, this year's playoffs, there's so much on the line. Because if you look at all of these guys who are potential to be free agents, a lot of this all depends, including the Celtics, how their team's going to look, how far they get in the playoffs. Like, do you believe that if the Raptors end up making it to the finals, that Kawhi Leonard stays with the Raptors?
No.
You think no matter he's gone.
I think he's
Everyone
gone.
Thought Paul George was going to
leave. No, you're right. But, I mean, he's been silent the last 3 months. And by reading the Toronto papers over the last few months, they all think he's gone. They all think he's a one-and-done guy. I mean, I think Kawhi made up his mind a long time ago. He wanted to wind up in L.A.
Just one
thing. With the Clippers, by the way, not the Lakers.
One thing, I know, the Lakers seem to be a team that's not going to attract many free agents right now because you have to First of all, you have to, lean towards LeBron, and you have to that's going to be, and you're not going to be number one on that team. And also, you just see how that team's run, and maybe you don't want to get involved in that. But LeBron James used to be a big magnet for people, and now I think that if you're a player, why would I go there and have to give up anything to LeBron?
And when did the tide turn?
When he went to the Lakers.
No, I can name the exact moment the tide turned on LeBron James. And that was when Paul George stayed in Oklahoma City. Everyone thought he was going to go to L.A.
Sure.
It was like, why would you not play with LeBron? Oh, it's a super team. When he said, nah, I'm good, that was the first time you went, ooh. Well, these NBA players now think? Maybe it's not quite as glamorous playing with LeBron James as we thought. Maybe even Kyrie Irving and some of the things he said about playing LeBron James after he left got people thinking, maybe I don't want to be in that position where somebody else is in control of my destiny, where somebody else essentially moves all the pieces around, even though I might not be happy with who the coach is that he picks or who the GM is that he wants to go. I don't want somebody else, if I'm a max player, controlling everything that surrounds me.
Right. And and also, if he's the brand, it's more difficult for me to have my own brand. You understand? Like, if, I mean, LeBron James, out of every athlete on the planet, has established himself as a brand. So if I go there, I can't think of the word, but you have to,
acquiesce?
Acquiesce, thank you. You have to acquiesce to everything.
Boom, I'm good with words. Absolutely. I know all the words.
I'm good with words. I don't want to play you in Boggle. So, but you have to acquiesce to everything that he wants to do. And again, now in the NBA, when players control everything, you can find a groove where you make your own market. And one thing I'll say that might be just the dumbest thing ever is that there's a chance, I believe, that Kawhi Leonard, A, they're winning in Toronto, and B, that he might be surprised about Toronto, just about the city of Toronto.
Well, Toronto's a great place to live.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it would be the third largest city in the United States?
It sounds right.
Third or fourth largest city in the United States. You go there, and maybe you think, all right, I mean, there's a tax situation, but maybe you think this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, if he's discussing going to, or considering going to California, I think there's not a much of a difference as you think between playing in Los Angeles and playing in Toronto. Because I remember when all that was coming out about who's going to go where, there was a lot of research. Because I think there's a false assumption that because you're in Canada, you're getting taxed way more than anywhere else in the United States. And I believe that California is pretty close.
Yeah, their state tax is ridiculous. All right. We will have another recap. Also be listening for David Pasternak singing the 311 to get your tickets for Game 2. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick.
It's a real nightmare.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Alex, hello.
Hi, Fred. I just want to begin the call by saying that this is a safe place. There's people that love you in that room, but I have a concern as a listener. The ease of the English language for you seems to be getting harder and harder with every read. Ms. Terri Schiavo, before her death, had an easier time of expressing herself.
All right. Oh, that's a Schiavo joke coming out in 2019. I couldn't think of acquiesce. What do you want out of me? Talk for 4 hours a day. Not everything rolls off the tongue.
We don't get much sleep. Brain sometimes is in constant fart mode.
Listen, I just think if you talk 4 hours a day into a microphone, you're going to make some mistakes.
I would say that's the case. By the way, before we get to the recap, you know today is going to be a interesting day.
Yeah.
We're just an hour or hours away, I believe, from when the hearing for Robert Kraft is going to be held as to whether or not the tape gets released.
I thought that was next week. I thought it was...
No.
Nope. They are in front of the courthouse right now.
So the deal is that today... The media, who's been going after the tape of Robert Kraft, they decide if that video is going to be released today based on their lawsuit or their appeal to the court.
Yep.
Then what Robert Kraft has said, at least wait until he has to show up to court.
That was the motion to suppress hearing that I was talking about on the 26th.
Right. Yes. Okay. So that's on the 26th.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Right. So they're waiting. They said, worst case scenario, wait until the 26th.
So the hearing that is scheduled this morning is to determine whether these people are going to release the video to the media. And I saw in the news there's a couple of people standing out front getting ready for all this to be done. But I mean, it's kind of the moment of truth, isn't it?
It's one of them.
I would say this is the moment of truth. Okay, if he had to choose, right? If Robert Kraft had to choose between being found guilty of this or having the video released, like one or the other, a million times out of a million, it would be found guilty.
Yeah, but I think if he's found guilty, they released the video.
I think that's the...
I don't know what's going on, to be honest with you.
I don't think that's 100%, but I see what you're saying. The chances would definitely be bigger because they right. would want to use it that
there
way.
There is nuances of this case that obviously I'm not privy to, or if I haven't read about.
All I know is that I think that this is the thing that he cares about the most, is this video not getting out.
Oh, sure.
All the other
a
stuff.
A thousand times.
I think that, you know, even despite him, you know, pleading not guilty, if it, for some reason, he always had the impression that he went to a massage parlor and ended up, you know, getting sex, then I think that he would rather have that for his reputation than having that video
sure.
out there.
I mean, because all he's going to do is get off on a technicality. If they have video of him getting serviced, then he got serviced. I mean, that just happened.
Well, I mean, once again, he could say it was consensual.
Okay, yeah.
There's a way you can fight
the whole,
it, but I understand
and the whole
what you're
world
saying.
Would say, oh, yeah, it's consensual.
Well, I mean, people, the court of public opinion and the actual court are two completely right. different things.
You went they have to a video of money changing hands?
It was a tip. I thought that
right.
a great, you know, a great massage.
A little something for the effort.
I mean, just there's a million ways you could argue this, but
yeah,
you're right.
But no one's going to believe any of them.
You're probably right. Especially when the video comes out, it's over. Now, without the video being out,
right.
you could say, well, I mean, I just got a massage.
Sure, you could say a lot of things. I think the damage has been done. But now the question is, if the video comes out today, A, do you watch it? And B, what portions do you watch?
Okay, so I have to watch it because of work. I wouldn't watch it because to me it's depressing. Like,
yeah.
it would be depressing for a lot of reasons. Number one, there's part of me that thinks that somebody who got punished for a misdemeanor, like something as bad as smoking a joint, because that's what this was. It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I don't think that he did anything particularly wrong.
I think that there is a bad... like weird balance in the universe if that someone's punishment ultimately for committing a misdemeanor is to be the height of humiliation.
Right.
And that just seems off. And I almost don't want to support something like that. And I just want to know that
it's a good point.
I didn't contribute to, I guess,
right, because
that part of it.
Right, because he did something I don't even think should be illegal.
No, but his right. punishment will end up being the world will see him in his most embarrassing moment.
Sure. And that's a good point. Because I used to think that I really wanted to see the video. And now, like, again, it's, like, sad. Like, there's something that's, like, sad about it.
Yeah.
It's all going to be pixelated and stuff anyway if they release it.
Or is it? We don't know that.
Well, they're not going to show it on TV. I mean, you might be able to, it on Reddit. But I mean, there's certainly not going to show it on TV.
I don't think there's a guarantee. I mean, you're probably right.
They can't show that on TV. They can't show a sex act regardless of the news.
But I mean, but you can, well, of course not on
show
TV.
Show him walking in and lying down and then they'll cut
it. But the internet is the internet.
No, they'll just pixelate it. They'll show it. No, the internet's the internet. You're right. I'm sure there's a way you could see it if you so chose to. But I used to think I wanted to see it, and now I, at the least, are indifferent. I'm indifferent about it. Because there's part of me that says, just because you're rich, why should you get away with something? And then the other part of me says, I don't think he did anything wrong.
And also, it's a misdemeanor.
Like, no, I don't think not only that, I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't think it should be illegal. And by the way, there was no sex trafficking in that place. So all he did was go in and have a consensual act with someone, and money changed hands. I don't understand. Like, I can't understand why that's illegal. If someone is willing to do something to you for money, and they're there on their own accord, which every news report says, how is that bad? I mean, if Robert Kraft was dating a 25-year-old swimsuit model, it wasn't because she would say, like, I love his company. I mean, it would be because he's rich.
It's also one of those crimes, and I know that, you know, you need to have fairness across the board, but to me, it was almost like when marijuana was still illegal here.
Right.
If somebody was walking around Boston Common and maybe sitting behind a tree and minding their own business, you know, if you're a police officer, more than likely you would have looked the other way. I kind of thought something like this was the same kind of deal. All right, consenting adults, blah, blah. But the fact that they went all in on this with no evidence of human trafficking makes it also a little more disturbing.
I can't logically figure out why it's against the law. I can't. I mean, if you make it legal, then the chances of people being roped into it against their will are far less. I mean, what happened was he went into the place. The woman came into the room. They agreed on what was going to happen. And then at the end, he gave her money. So what did either of them do that's wrong? She didn't like him enough? Like, I can't figure out why that's illegal.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. They both want to do it. She wants to do it for money, and he wants to do it because he likes it. Why shouldn't she be able to do it? That's how she wants to make her living. You know?
Somebody just tweeted, Bruins and Celtics in the playoffs. Sox are 4-9. It's Masters weekend, and all you're talking about is rubber.
Oh, we should talk more about the Masters. That would be a real ratings hit.
My man,
and I care
eight and
about
a half
the
hours about the Bruins and the Celtics. This is a huge story. By the way, Bruins and Celtics. That tape comes out. It's the biggest story for a month.
If that tape, biggest sports story, maybe ever in this town. Well, a beloved owner of a franchise that is in part of a dynasty, a man that has been revered throughout the world, and this tape comes out. That might be the biggest sports story ever in this town. Can you think of anything else? It's certainly, I mean, in terms, it's bigger than Aaron Hernandez, even though the two things are ridiculously opposite. It's the biggest story probably in Boston sports history.
I'm not willing to say that. I got to do some thinking about that.
Well, I mean, Red Sox winning the World Series.
It's up there. I'll give you it. It's up there.
Well, you would know more than I anyway.
Fred, I think Deflategate's bigger. I know it sounds crazy, but Deflategate was everything.
Because you roped in Brady with that, and then people had to choose sides in the organization. You remember Belichick just dropping it in Brady's lap, saying, I don't know anything about this.
This is the fall of a man that has been revered and has had nothing but success.
Well, usually it's a misdemeanor.
I understand, but the tabloid nature of it.
Well, what Fred is saying is that because we it seems like we agree on this.
I agree with it. It's a misdemeanor. I don't think he did anything wrong.
It's that the video was out, and if the video comes out, it's a way different story than if it wasn't, because then all of a sudden this guy's been humiliated.
You make it sound like this is the something humiliation. He can the fall never is, come
no,
back
not the
from.
Fall.
I
the
didn't say that. It's Shakespearean. Well, I mean, this you, is some
the way you phrased it made me believe that you think this is he's going to do him irreparable damage and he'll never come back from this.
If there's a tape of him at 77 years old at a massage parlor getting service,
he's not going to have. I don't think he'll have to give up the team.
I didn't say he's going to have to give up the team. I don't think anything's going to happen to him. But, I mean, obviously, this is crazy. If I would have told you this was going to happen,
I would have said you were nuts.
You wouldn't even be able to fathom this happening.
Yeah. 6 months ago, I would have said you were crazy.
Or just at any point.
Yeah.
And it's Kraft, which is bigger than John Henry, which is bigger than Grossbeck, which is bigger than these guys that own the teams. I mean, this is Robert Kraft. A man who's done a ton for charity, a man who's an icon in this city, a man who's being honored in Israel and getting an award that's tantamount to
the Nobel
Prize.
One of the most powerful owners of the most powerful professional sport in the country.
Right. And a man who's put himself front and center as the brand of this franchise.
No, I get all that. But as far as being the biggest story ever, I got to do some thinking about that.
Well, it's certainly on the table. Well, I mean, it's not a ridiculous statement.
It's definitely bigger than the Masters.
Yes, but only by a little.
Listen, I watched the Masters.
Sorry.
I watched the Masters with a bunch of 80-year-olds that get on, so I have the day off.
Yeah. Who's the leader?
Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka.
John, come on.
Bryson DeChambeau, by the way, checks the humidity.
I was setting up Fred.
Damn it.
He asked you off the air how do you pronounce it. Ah! I don't even know.
You're right.
Isn't DeChambeau when you kick someone in the balls? You go back and forth?
That's the Rochambeau.
That is the Rochambeau. The caller was right. I've lost my whole vocabulary. The caller was absolutely right. Okay. We'll be right back and be listening for David Pasternak singing 311. And you'll, if you're caller number 10, you will get tickets to tomorrow night's Bruins game.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, when you're hiring, you don't have to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Hurts John right up.
Sweat technique.
We were talking to super fans, or at least people that dress up for Bruins games. And Rich, you were at the game yesterday and you saw a woman. She was in a like a shower cap or something.
It was like this thing that covered her head, like a semicircle from her nose up all the way to the back, and kind of like Mushmouth from Fat Albert. Like there were two holes cut in the top of it for her eyes to look out. And she was awesome. I mean, like a huge Bruins fan, a older lady. And I had no idea who she was. And then we had the Lex Luger guy call in, or the Ric Flair guy. And he said, well, that's Paula. And it looks like right now on the phone, we got Paula.
Paula's heard about this. Paula, hello.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Now, Paula, just quickly, are you the woman who wears the yellow thing over her head?
Yes, I use that on the playoffs. It's just a rubberoid mask that is kind of creepy looking. And I also wear moon boots, a onesie made out of towels, rally rags, and a cape made out of rally rags. That was me.
Okay. All right. Now, were you mad at us when you called in?
No.
Okay.
Why would I be mad? No.
Well, Bird said that. Bird said that, that you were mad that we were talking about you as if we had said something bad about you.
No, what I said was, rumor has it you guys are talking about me and want me to call in because I was getting texts from my friends.
Oh, Bird.
That's what I said. No, right. No.
She was like, why would Paula be mad? I thought it was awesome. I was like, I want to know the woman behind the what did you call it? A semi-cap or what?
It's just like a mask that I got off of the internet. It's you know, similar to a Power Ranger mask.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how young a lady are you?
I am 60 years old, and I've been a Boston Bruins fan since basically I was born. My father got me into it. He used to be a season ticket holder. I've been one since 88, 89, and I actually won one year the 7th player award, which they don't do anymore, for the number one Bruins fan. And that was better than graduating law school and passing the bar.
Last night kind of sucked, didn't it?
Oh, it was horrible. It was just... It was a reason to drink.
Well, I don't think you need a Bruins loss for that.
Now, Paula, are you a lady that, you know, like me, I went to Sullivan's Tap afterwards. After a game like that, do you hit one of the local establishments and drown away your sorrows?
I actually vape away my sorrows.
I like you.
There are so many people that are vaping now. It's unbelievable. Paula, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And as do the Bruins. Thank you so
much. Walk by again. And you know what? We're going to take Saturday's game.
We hope so.
Hope certainly. So. That would be nice.
Mike Lockhart, by the way, John tells me that this is the anniversary of Bird and I getting into him calling me to...
A listener. I didn't look it up. A listener tweeted me that.
Right. And so Lockhart calls me in the morning, even though I didn't ask him to, but he did. And he woke me up like a week ago. And so it's good that he calls me because my wife had turned off my alarm because it annoys her that I get up. And so... he told me that the new Pauly D and Vinny show, where they're in a house with 20 ladies, is unbelievable.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so it's aired?
The first episode was last night. It's on tape. I have to wait for my daughter to get home from school.
Okay. Did you hear about what's going on with the Sitch?
Sitch is in jail.
Yeah. Did you hear who his best friend is in jail?
No.
The dude from the Fire Festival. They're in the same jail together, and they've become bros.
Absolutely. You get two douches together, and they form... a summer's eve.
You know what they call their cell?
A double douche.
I mean, that is a perfect match of people. If I, you would have told me they were in the same jail together, I would have bet you $10,000 that they were friends.
There's another. There's a third one. Oh, the guy who got arrested for that website, The Fappening. The one who hacked into all of those actresses. Oh, yeah.
The what?
The Fappening.
Okay. I thought you said that. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was
okay. The situation looks like the greatest guy in the world.
Right? Like, the situation's like, you know, he's a saint.
Oh.
These other ones. So, yeah, so they're all buddies together now, apparently in jail.
Well, listen, Pauly D and Vinny have managed to stay free. And apparently the show, according to Lockhart, which I appreciate him telling me, is out of this world. 20 ladies and 2 studs. Apparently, Pauly D obviously favored. I feel bad for Vinny because Vinny's going into a situation where he's not going to be the most desired young man.
Sure.
All right. So Billy Jaffe is here. He's flexing his muscles.
Yeah. Don't think that escaped us, Billy. Quick flex before we get started.
And remember, sometime before the end of the show, we are going to play a sounder of David Pastrnak singing 311. When you hear that, be caller number 10 to 617-931-0985, and you're going to win tickets to game 2.
All right. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines, and then we'll talk to Jaffe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.